what's happening in our region.
In Albany, I'm Samuel King for the New York Public News Network.
For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Amy Kolb-Noyes.
Desiree DiOrio.
Molly Ingram.
In New York, and the MSG Radio Network continues right after this timeout. Enjoy the game, everybody.
This has been New York Rangers game night. Rangers hockey is coming right up on the MSG Radio Network.
It's become friendly and smiling.
A taxi driver in Manhattan early this morning. It happened on West 33rd Street. ABC 7 reports the armed suspect came up to the cab driver who was parked, got in, and drove off with the taxi. Cops tracked him down in lower Manhattan. 28.
I want to ask you a couple more on the mound. Manaea with the Mets. We've seen a dip in velocity from Manaea this year as of late down in spring training. You know, topping out at, you know, a tad under 90 miles per hour. He says he's healthy. Mets say they're not concerned. I guess you'll get concerned until you have to be concerned, right? Does this have anything to do with, you know, they blame...
Alarming as it is, if it happens mid-season, right? So to say that he hasn't gotten his velocity all the way back yet, you're right.
Solution to, again, let these lines flow. This is spring break. We have families.
During an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Carlos Fernandez de Cossio said Cuban leaders would be naive to ignore the possibility.
Well, we truly hope that it doesn't occur. We don't see why it would have to occur, and we find no justification whatsoever. Why would the government of the United States force its country to take military action against a neighboring country?
But is it just that? I would go a month or two all the time without talking to them. And, you know, they were busy people, but I am sure this hurt their feelings. We talked about it later in our lives.
Andrea on a schedule that works for you.
A fatal attack inside a Brooklyn apartment last night. The victims were two seats.
Started with no delivery experience, long-term contracts, or startup costs.
And parts of $4.
Well, you did.
Delivery.
Honolulu, Ocean Safety.
Service was almost entirely unavailable in most areas. Power outages have become relatively common in recent years because of breakdowns in infrastructure. Damage across Hawaii could top $1 billion after weeks of heavy rain triggered some of the worst flooding in 20 years. Much of the state remains under a flood watch. Hawaii Public Radio's Bill Dorman reports.
Evacuation orders were lifted late Saturday for the north shore of Oahu, but were extended to parts of Maui County. Flooding alerts have also been posted for parts of Hawaii Island. Search and rescue teams have moved in where the weather has stabilized. About 200 National Guard members have been activated to help with operations.
This is NPR News. A British version of Saturday Night Live debuted on Sky TV last night. Vicky Barker reports.
Oh, golly. Well, what if Donald shouts at me?
British viewers would have instantly recognized their charisma-challenged Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, in the opening skit. Also watching, British TV reviewers, pens poised. The Times of London's verdict, quote, been a lot worse. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
French voters ballots today, second and fourth round of municipal elections. There are more than 1,500 positions at stake in cities and towns across the country. The results will be closely watched as an indication of voter sentiment ahead of next year's presidential election. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments tomorrow on mail-in ballots. The case involves Mississippi's practice of allowing a grace period for accepting ballots postmarked on Election Day, but arriving later. It was brought by allies of President Trump, who wants to bar mail-in voting altogether, except in
competitive.
I saw the light in a courtyard, birds were singing. Leave me at the door.
Supply, financing, subject to credit approval.
I wait. Me, that used to be a brownie growing up in Baltimore. Is that true?
To be fair, it was only for like 2 weeks, which is very anticlimactic.
That counts.
But I don't know. But I maintain my access to the do-si-dos and Finland.
You got the do-si-do plug. You got the, okay. Wait, so why were you only in the, you only there for 2 weeks? What happened?
I feel like I was too young, and probably because most of it was just sitting around telling ghost stories.
I feel like also that would be kind of your bag, though. I feel like you would love that.
Well, grown Parker too scary would. For me. But were you a Boy Scout?
I was in the Cubs.
Now you're going to pull in a whole area of civil discourse, which was never framed for ecclesiastical use, and try and clarify an issue or help an issue.
And in Norway, raising your family, I asked you, what are some quirky little things that might be easy to miss for a traveler, but might be helpful?
the cozy aspect. It's a whole mentality in a way.
Climate and the latitude has shaped the culture a little bit. American-born Curtis Rojak is on the line from Oslo, Norway right now on Travel with Rick Steves. He founded the Viking Biking Tour Company in 2012, and he's guiding us into both the cozy and the quirky side.
Rangers shoot this puck in around the board. Neil Pionk coughs up the puck to Alexei Lafreniere.
Deep.